The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
We're joined now by another one of the players here. Jim Shea is Chief Marketing Officer at First Insight. This is all about retail, apparel, transformation. Tell us about First Insight, what you do, and how you are helping to transform the industry.
Well, First Insight is a solution provider. We're a technology solution provider. And we're working with retailers and brands to help them drive their new product success.
What does that mean? What do you do?
Well, what we do is we help them pick the right products and introduce them at the right price. And ultimately, as we heard from Terry Lundgren and others the last couple of days, it's all about having the right product at the right price.
So give us an example. I mean, people generally get into retailing because they know what they want to sell.
We work with merchants, typically, and the buyers, and they're typically very good at their product categories. The challenge is the repeatability. So season after season, year after year, how do they make sure that they have the right product?
Are you talking about own store brands, for example, like Macy's Inc. brand or something? Is that what you mean?
We work with department stores with their private label products. Mm-hmm. We work with vertically integrated retailers. We work with branded products as well, and we work with the brands themselves.
And how are you better able to tell a company what's going to work versus the company that knows their consumer?
Yeah, it's interesting. Gartner and NRF and others have said that new products are failing at a rate of 50% or higher. And our goal as a company is to help increase the success rate of new products. And the way we do this is a retailer or a manufacturer who's looking to introduce a set of candidate new products, they would put images of those new products or even just CADs if it's very early stage. And they load that into our system. It's a software-based system, along with a short description of the product. And our solution creates these online games. And it's a gamification platform. These games are presented out to their consumers through social media, through the retailer's website, through email campaigns, and consumers respond to these games. So they're kind of fun engagements, and through these engagements, we're actually collecting a lot of data on products that they like and who's predictive of success.
Wow.
And we actually do some filtering and weighting of the data that we get back. And with that, we apply a predictive analytic model. And within 48 hours, the retailer or manufacturer gets a very clear view on which are going to be the winners and which are going to be the losers.
So how did you develop this? Obviously, there's a lot of software involved. How about the data system? You know, we've talked to a lot of jewelry designers lately, it seems, and I'm just wondering, like, if I were a jewelry designer and I was going to introduce a new line, what kind of game you would put into your system that then would interact Vonnie, you know, get Vonnie and Ken to interact or somebody, how that would actually work.
We have several different games, and one of them is called What Would They Pay? It's sort of a Price is Right kind of a game. And we're asking people to value products, to guess what the average person would pay for a new product.
And this is just something that just pops up somehow as I'm doing stuff online.
Do you get rewards for it or something?
Some retailers offer an incentive, but a lot of times it's if you're loyal to a particular retailer or brand, you're going to respond to this.
But it's the brand actually reaching out. So if we work together, you would give us a tool to put on Notori's Facebook page, and then we would get that data and then give it to you, and you would kind of tell us what would work?
Exactly. We're in the background. So
It's
the retailer who's reaching out to their customers.
So it's basically just the game, because, you know, for example, a lot of this is done already, right? So like on our Facebook page, we have contests, you know, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite look? So this is just sort of taking that to level?
What's different really is what we do with the data, and it's the analytic models that we apply to the data coming back. So you may get thousands of consumers responding to these games. Well, there are a subset of consumers within that thousand that are really predictive of product performance. And we have a way of kind of, that's the science behind it.
Jim, tell us about your background.
My background is technology. So I was an engineer and got involved in marketing, and I've been with high-tech companies on the marketing side pretty much my whole career. The company was founded by Greg Petro, and Greg was a merchant at May Company and a number of other retailers, and then got into retail technology and realized that a lot of merchants really are kind of guessing when it comes to picking new products, and they need more science. And so he set out to create this solution.
So it sounds like you guys provide software for people to collect data and judge styles on Facebook. So what other social media platforms do you have special software for, and how do some of those things work?
It works with Twitter. It will work with email campaigns on a retailer's website. Ultimately, the reason why retailers use us is that we generate margin gains of 3-9%, and we can measure these. We actually guarantee these results. So if they're not realizing the 3-9% margin gains that we've guaranteed, they're free to walk away from the contract.
But let me ask Ken Natori. Ken, can't you sort of work a lot of this out for yourself? If a customer buys something, they obviously like that design. That
right, and that was kind of my question. So to some degree, we have this data. I guess it's just, to Jim's point, it's just a question of exactly what you do with it. So yes, we have customer data a lot based on sales and based on, you know, the Facebook and Twitter campaigns and all the other social media campaigns we do. It sounds like, to me, First Insight just sort of takes it to the next level and gets you
quick
more
question,
data.
Quick response, Jim.
Pricing is the key to all of that, right? And so we provide an accurate forecast of what products will actually sell for, which is typically not gained through other social media mechanisms.
Well, thank you very much. That was so interesting. Jim Shea of First Insight.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.